Welcome to the University of Virginia School of Law Semester in Review Newscast, a podcast highlighting law school news and events from the fall 2006 semester. I'm Professor George Cohen. Thank you for joining us. From a Navy fighter pilot to an NCAA basketball star, the first-year students that make up the class of 2009 have diverse backgrounds and experiences. 375 students enrolled this fall from among 4,868 applicants. Susan Palmer, Associate Dean of Admissions, spoke to the class at Admitted Students Weekend.
As a group, you have an extraordinary record of academic accomplishment in undergraduate study, for many of you, in graduate school as well. You've contributed to your colleges and your communities in leadership and service. Already, you have accomplished much in the workforce. You who are here today represent the remarkable range of experience typical of our law student body.
This year, four law school grads joined the nation's highest court as Supreme Court clerks. Virginia had more clerks in the court this term than any other law school except Harvard and Yale. Gordon Todd, John Adams, David Bragdon, and Dan Bress began the October court term clerking for Justices Alito, Thomas, and Scalia. The last time four alumni clerked for the court at the same time was 1983. The law school kicked off its capital campaign in September when Dean John Jeffries announced the school had raised more than 40% of its $150 million goal. More than half is targeted to student financial aid, he said.
This is an unprecedented allocation for a capital campaign. It signals our commitment to access and choice for the nation's finest law students.
The campaign concludes in 2010. Best-selling author and Charlottesville area resident John Grisham spoke to a riveted audience at the law school in September about his latest work, The Innocent Man. Grisham's 19th book aligns with his well-known theme of legal drama, but takes one major detour. It's nonfiction. The Innocent Man takes a hard look at a troubled legal system in which the consequences of a lost court case are all too real.
The death penalty system as we currently have it is terribly broken. Even if you support the death penalty, you cannot support the current system. There are so many flaws in it.
Class of 2006 graduate John Sherman helped Grisham research the book. Up next, faculty news. The law school welcomed nine new faculty members this fall, including experts in intellectual property, criminal law, civil procedure, public interest law, psychology and law, federal courts, civil rights, and legal history. Rachel Harmon, Dotan Oliar, and alumnus Toby Heitens joined the law school as entry-level hires. Faculty recruited from other law schools include Margot Bagley, Tomiko Brown-Nagin, Michael Collins, and Greg Mitchell. Assistant Professor Daniel Nagin will lead the law school's new Family Resource Clinic, and Associate Professor Leon Sheptitsky will lead the redesigned Environmental Practice Clinic. Law Professor Richard Bonney is leading a statewide commission to recommend extensive changes to Virginia's mental health laws. The 26-member Commission on Mental Health Law Reform, appointed by Leroy Roundtree Hassell, Sr., Chief Justice of the Virginia Supreme Court, includes officials from all three branches of state government, as well as consumer and family representatives, service providers, and the bar. An additional 80 people, including several UVA professors, will serve on five task forces charged with developing reports for the commission. Three law school professors have been named to some of the most prestigious chairs in legal academia. Kenneth Abraham, Lillian Bevere, and Paul Mahoney were appointed the new David and Mary Harrison Distinguished Professors of Law by the Board of Visitors. Supported by an aggregate gift of more than $49.2 million, the professorships were the 2002 bequest of David A. Harrison III, who graduated from UVA in 1939 and from the law school in 1941. In other news, most law students are lucky to get their feet wet in real cases involving petty theft or assault. This fall, several students at the law school took a once-in-a-lifetime class focused on far more serious crimes with international implications. The Iraqi Tribunal Clinic, allowed students to research legal questions posed by tribunal judges presiding over the trials of Saddam Hussein and other war criminals. The law school also launched a Supreme Court litigation clinic this fall. Law professor Dan Ortiz is teaching the year-long clinic with appellate litigation attorney and alumnus Mark Stansel and attorney David Goldberg, all former Supreme Court clerks. Students are working on Supreme Court petitions and both merits and amicus curiae briefs in pro bono cases. The law school closed the fiscal year in 2006 with more than 51% of its alumni contributing to annual giving, a record for the school and the highest participation rate among top law schools. The law school also reported $4.2 million in unrestricted gifts and total gift revenue of $15.2 million. A panel of judges from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit lobbed quips and tough questions at attorneys arguing four cases at the law school in October, in what was the court's first hearing in Virginia. Chief Judge Paul Michel, a 1966 graduate of the law school, presided, along with Senior Judge S.J. Plager and Judge Randall Rader. The Virginia Law Weekly is used to giving others a thumbs up in its Around North Grounds column. But now, they've received one themselves, from the American Bar Association. The ABA awarded the student-run publication Best Newspaper at their annual meeting in August, in a contest that included 15 other law schools. The law school has named the latest recipient of the Powell Fellowship, an award that pays a $35,000 salary for 2 years to a graduating student or judicial clerk who will work in public service. Powell Fellow Claremont Fraser plans to help migrant workers in North Carolina's seafood industry next year.
There are about 4,000 seafood workers that come up from the coast of Mexico to the coast of North Carolina every year to do crab picking and oyster harvesting. And they'll come on a temporary work visa, an H-2B visa, for like 6 or 7 months at a time. So I'll be representing them mostly in employment claims, but some Title VII stuff as well.
Two large grants were awarded to law school affiliates. Law professor Thomas Hafemeister and psychiatry professor Shelley Jackson received a grant of nearly $300,000 from the National Institute of Justice to investigate financial abuse and other forms of mistreatment of the elderly in Virginia. Also, the University of Virginia Child Health Advocacy Program was awarded $1 million from the Richmond-based Burford Limonstall Foundation to help disadvantaged families treated at the UVA Children's Hospital receive legal aid and support. The law school and UVA's Miller Center of Public Affairs hosted the first conference devoted entirely to considering the key role of White House counsel in presidential politics and in American governance. The event convened several former White House counsel, presidential and legal scholars, and former Department of Justice officials. The law school also hosted a conference focused on race and gender diversity issues in the legal profession, sponsored by law firm Hunton & Williams and the law school's Center for the Study of Race and Law. Robert Gray, a partner at Hunton & Williams and former ABA president, delivered the keynote address.
We have to be careful as we talk. I say be careful. There is this thing called diversity fatigue. And what we do is we get emotional about it. It takes a lot of energy and we run and we run and we run. And then we say, you know what, I'm tired. I like women and I like African Americans and people from others, wear other stripes. But I got to practice law and I've got to do these other things. How do I sort of maintain this level of energy and this excitement about diversity? It's very easy. It's very easy. This, ladies and gentlemen, is about the image and the reputation and the values of this country. That's how we maintain our interest.
That's all for this edition of the Semester in Review newscast. I'm Professor George Cohen. Thank you for listening. For more news and events, visit our website at www.law.edu. www.virginia.edu.
Professor George Cohen is the Brokaw Professor of Corporate Law. He teaches contracts, professional responsibility, and agency and partnership. The Semester in Review newscast is produced by the Law School's Academic Communications Department.